Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee and Refreshment Services Pepsi. You can get Harvest Ridge Coffee at your home, at your office, or out and about. You can stop by any of the local convenience stores or restaurants that serve Harvest Ridge Coffee. Always have a cup when you're listening to The Mary Griffith Show right here on WTAD. For the first time, I get to introduce our guest today as Colonel Rob Mellon. Congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you. It only took 30 years.
30 years. You know, I said this morning, because I didn't know if you'd gotten it yet, I said, if this guy isn't a general by now, I don't know what he's doing wrong. But it takes a long time to get to
be
a colonel.
Of course.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so we are so glad that you've made it to colonel. That is exciting for your career. Now, is the next step general?
No. It's so I'm lieutenant colonel, so the next step would be
full bird colonel,
and then general.
And then general. Do you have aspirations that that's going to happen?
I don't have aspirations that I'd probably make general. That's very exclusive and so forth. But maybe full bird colonel, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, in a few years we'll see. You know, I'm getting older, Mary.
I know, but it takes so long. Why does it take so long?
Well, you have to serve in different command positions. You have to go through different trainings. Like I completed the Command and General Staff College.
Oh, blah blah blah. Just have him. I'll write you a letter saying you're fully qualified. It takes a lot. Well, anyway, we are glad that you've made Lieutenant Colonel. And we are really very excited that you're back now, because your deployment is kind of over, right?
It is. That's
it
correct.
Is. So you are back, hopefully full-time, at the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County. We are thrilled. We are thrilled that you are back. Now, we got a lot to talk about today. See, I didn't know you were going to be on the show today, so we're going to have you back, because I got all these questions. You were in charge of security at the not in charge, but you were part of security. See, I'm making him a general. I'm making him a four-star general. He works security at the Republican and Democratic National Conventions.
That's right.
You're training people now to do all kinds of different things for the U.S. military. We'll talk about that another day.
Okay.
Now that you're back here and I've got you captive,
all right.
We'll do that. But today we're going to talk about the Historical Society, and let's start first with this book launch. The Governor John Wood Mansion is the place to be on Sunday, December 8th from 1 to 3 for the book launch. The Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County has put together Tales of John Wood and His Adams County, and this is helping to observe the bicentennial.
That's right.
And it is a compilation piece. So it's not I don't know who's going to do the book signing, because there's multiple people. But this is exciting. Talk about this book, because it's available and a perfect Christmas gift.
Oh, it's a great
Christmas gift.
And as you can see, it's pretty impressive.
It's
450 pages, and it starts from the earliest days in Adams County and goes all the way through the end of the 19th century, which is the founding of the Historical Society in 1896. So that story's in there as well. There's a series of authors that's going to be at the mansion on December the 8th, and you can go room to room that can tell you about their stories, and if you would like, they'll sign the book and sign the stories for you. I would like to say that Reg Ankrum was a driving force behind the book and deserves a lot of credit. In fact, some people say it's Reg's book, which is appropriate. But other people were involved too.
Joy Austin, Heather Bangert, Arliss Dittmer served
right.
as editors.
That's right.
Reg, you know, may have been the driving force, but he couldn't have done it without everybody.
That's
He'd
right.
be the
That's
first
right.
one to say it. But you have to have a driver.
That's right.
And Reg is a pretty good driver. So that is fantastic. Now, this is, it just goes year by year. I mean, it's just fantastic. From the very beginning, Sauk Village becomes Quincy, chapter
There's
one.
That's a whole story,
you know,
a very interesting story.
And all the way through to the origins of the Historical Society. So it goes all the way up from the founding of Quincy, or before the founding of Quincy, Tales of John Wood and His Adams County. How much does this sell for?
So if you come on the day that we have the book launch, it's only $40 for the hardback and $25 for the soft cover.
Okay.
On all other days, it's $45 and $27. You can get those at the History Museum at the gift shop across the street. And if you can buy it on Amazon and so forth too, but it's more expensive.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be $52.99,
right.
which is worth it. But I'd rather get it for $40.
All right, and it is a lot of work, and it's a really quality book. Yeah. I mean, if you can just tell by the...
Well, the thing about it is, the great thing about this book is, anybody who has any ties to Adams County and you're wondering, what am I going to get him for Christmas? You know, my brother's definitely getting this book, okay? I can think of my cousins, some cousins of mine, who I definitely want to give this
especially
book to.
Especially those out of town that
yeah.
love to remain connected and so forth.
Right.
It would be a perfect gift to send them.
And it is just absolutely fantastic. I tell you, my little cousin Heather homeschools, and I took a Reg Ankrum piece and did a little homeschool lesson with her kids
okay.
on Douglas, Stephen Douglas.
Sure.
Because I said, now everybody knows about Abraham Lincoln, and they all knew everything about Abraham Lincoln. He wore a tall hat, you know, he split rails. I said, but did you know that mommy's from a town? You know, did you know about, we don't know about him, Pinky. So I was school teacher Pinky that day,
all
and
right.
thanks to Reg Ankrum, at least four little kids in Utah know who the heck Stephen yeah. Douglas is.
Well, and you got a whole list of
you
them
got a
now.
Whole list of things. I'm going to send this. For your homeschooling delight, here you go. Okay, so this book launches Sunday, December 8th, 1 to 3 at the 12th and State.
At the
12th and State
It'll
location.
It'll be a, like a social type of
a
an
social event.
There'll be some drinks and some hors d'oeuvres, and then you can walk through the mansion at your leisure and speak to the authors.
Okay. $40 for the hardback, $27 for the soft cover that day?
$25
that day. And then other days,
$45
and $27.
And $27 at the History Museum, which is available now, actually.
Okay. So, obviously, go that day, get a discount. But definitely, if you want to buy it through the History Museum, you get a huge discount.
That's right.
And that is fantastic. Rob Mellon, Colonel Rob Mellon, is my guest today. And we've got a lot to talk about. Because, in addition to the book launch on December 8th, the mansion will already be decorated, I am sure, because
right,
you are
yes.
having candlelight tours again. Hal and Kathy Oakley are providing this
That's
as
right.
a wonderful service to the city of Quincy. How wonderful for the Oakley family to do that for us. And it starts on different nights, and the museum is lit by candles because, well, back in the day, there was no electricity, obviously. And so you'll be able to walk through the museum. They do prefer that you have reservations because
right,
this
yeah.
gets sold out.
It does.
Even though it's free.
It
I mean, just because something's free doesn't mean everybody can do it because you have to have a reservation.
And we have tickets, so you can give those tickets away. If you want some tickets, we can give them to you or to your business,
mm-hmm.
and you can hand them out to your employees or to your relatives. If you want those, you can just come to the our office at the visitor center at the mansion. We can give you some of those. Otherwise, it's a tradition that's been going on for decades, as you
right.
know. So Mr. and Mrs. Wood will be there, and then we have musical performances each night.
Well, so you can pick the night you want to go based on the musical performance, if you'd like, because the candlelight tour will be the same. On December 13th, the 12th Street Brass will be performing. On the 14th, it's the Javot Cellist. On the 20th, it's Stony Roots, which is like a folk art.
Yeah, it's like yeah. a bluegrass.
Bluegrass, okay. Eventide Singers on the 21st, and Logan Kammerer performing at the mansion on the 26th. I love it that you have it on the 26th because so many people are so busy before Christmas.
That's right, yeah.
And then suddenly, the day after Christmas, they're like, what the heck am I going to do with all my free time? And that's a good night to go see
that's
the mansion
we
as
it.
Well.
That's
why
we
you
do it.
It. So these tours are free of charge. They go from 5 to about 8. They start every 20 minutes or so. So
that's
you
right.
need to call and get a reservation. 222-1835. 222-1835. Don't miss out. They don't care how many people you know, if you've got
that's
your family
right.
group
that's
of 10, you can make a reservation for 10.
It's a family event.
But the bottom line is, don't everybody just show up and think you're going to get in.
Yeah,
you might be able to, but I wouldn't guarantee it. So I would definitely call, and I would get a reservation, and you can do that as soon as today.
That you can.
Okay, 222-1835. So make sure you get that done. Now, Rob says last night they had a board meeting, and so we're going to be the first ones here to know about it because I'm sure the press corps was there in all of its... No, nobody showed up. So once again, Mary Griffith gets lucky. You're going to break news here. I'm recording you. So what did the board decide? Some big things are about to happen across the street here at 4th and Main.
That's right. We've had plans for some time that a lot of people know about the ground entrance and expansion onto the museum. Well, the board officially approved the project, accepted the contractor's bid, And so we're in the process of actually starting that construction coming up really soon. And the board really stepped up, I think, you know, for the community. And we're going to create something the whole area can be proud of. And we're really excited about what's going to happen for the museum in the future.
Who's the contractor?
Watercutty.
Watercutty, good local group. Okay. And again, they'll start as soon as they can. Winter will slow them down, but then they'll resume in the spring. But I know that when I was talking with Lynn Niewanner a couple of months ago, she said, well, we just can't quite get it going because you're still raising money.
Right. We'll still have to do that to make up the shortfall. The board feels very strongly about the necessity for this, for the viability of the museum. And so we're in the process of trying to raise that money to make up that shortfall. We're going to do our very best to, as I mentioned, to have exhibits and a museum that the whole community can be proud of. But we do need some support to get us over that line to make that happen.
I know that Laura Sievert and Arts Quincy were very instrumental in getting $1.5 million, I think it was. And, you know, if the project had been done 5 years ago when it was supposed to be, it would have been enough. But we all know, if you've been out looking for a house recently, you know how construction costs have skyrocketed. So you don't want to downgrade what you had planned. You want to be able to Watercutty to do everything that you had planned. Obviously, they will work within the budget that you provide them. And so that's why it's really, really important that we continue to raise money and that people who have not yet given to this project, it's not too late. Don't say, they've awarded the bid, so they must have the money. No. Mr. Watercutty's probably going, okay, folks, we're going to do this, but keep raising money because right now you don't have enough to pay me. So, and they're going to do a great job for you, but you want to have everything you wanted. You don't want to have to leave something out.
Oh, that's right. That's exactly right. And, it was great to get that grant from the state, but it really put us in a difficult spot because they granted it or they gave it to us in 2019, but the money didn't come until 2023. We had COVID and all kinds of things, and costs have gone up, as everybody knows. And so the cost of the project doubled within that time period before we could even get the first funds. So we couldn't start it initially. So, you know, not to disparage the state or anything like that, but they put us in a tight position because, as you said, if we could have done it 5 years ago when it was the plan was ready to go, then, you know, we could have paid for the whole thing.
Well, I think what happened, you know, and everybody knows what happened. The state was willing to do it. And then all of a sudden the whole world came to a grind. You know, nobody knew what the future was going to be. And so things were pulled back. Anything that wasn't absolutely essential was pulled back. So we think this is absolutely essential. We want this old library building here at 4th and Main to be fully handicap accessible, to have expanded rooms so that they can have more programs because they've got great programs at the Historical Society. Everything is firing on all cylinders. Rob is back from deployment. And he is full-time now working for the Historical Society again. Watercutty's ready and chomping at the bit to start the job, and all we need is your check. So how can people give?
Well, there's many ways. If they would like some information, we can certainly provide all of that so you can see exactly what we're trying to accomplish. They can contact the Historical Society at 222-1835. That's the year the mansion was built. That's an easy way to remember it. They can contact us that way. They can go to our website. There's information on there as well. A simple Google search of Historical Society in Quincy will bring up our website. And so those are all opportunities. But we'd love to educate some people on what we're really trying to do. So if they feel more comfortable, obviously, if they want to give us some money, it's important. But we would like to educate people on what we're really trying to do and get them excited about it.
Folks, it's a great project. I've already given. So, you know, if I can squeeze it out of my poor little paycheck here, hopefully you can send something for the Christmas season. And do get the book, Tales of John Wood and His Adams County, Observing the Bicentennial, the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County. Joy Austin, Reg Ankrum, a whole bunch of other people have contributed to this. It's fantastic. You can get it if you're El Cheapo like me. You're going to definitely want to go on December 8th to the book signing and get the hardback for $40, the soft cover for $25. If not, you can buy it across the street at the Mansion Gifts or at the gift shop at 4th and Main here. $45 for the hard copy, $27 for the soft copy. Or you can get it on Amazon. You pay a lot more, but that's okay.
That's right.
All money flows back into Quincy eventually somehow. Rob, I wish we had more time, but I'm going to have you on to talk about your military career.
Happy to do it.
Colonel Rob Mellon. Wait a minute. Before we get too far ahead, you're not up for defense secretary or something.
No.
Okay.
No,
I just wanted to make sure, you know, that...
A little outside of my depth there. I'm more comfortable at the Historical Society than the Department of Defense.
Okay. Well, that doesn't bode well for becoming a general now. I'm not going to tell him you said that. But would you just tell who's ever in charge? You don't have to go through all this testing and all this stupid stuff.
You're right. I agree with you.
Yeah. I'll write you a letter. That should be enough. I agree that Rob should be a 4-star general. End of story. Make it happen.
That's right.
Okay. We'll be back. Andy Flax is sitting in the green room going, what the heck is going on in there? But he'll be up in just a moment. Rob, great to see you in person.
Great to see you,
Can't wait to talk to you some more. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Andy Flax joins me. He is with Blessed Sacrament Church, and for years they've had a Christmas bazaar, and it's been at the Knights of Columbus grounds. But this year they're expanding, and they're moving out to the Eagles Club, 3737 North 5th Street. Much more room now for all that Christmas decor, those wreaths, those trees. I bought a decorated sled one year. What haven't I bought? Anything you want, Bears-themed stuff, Cardinals-themed stuff, crafts, all kinds of fun. Of course, there will be lunch served and cinnamon rolls for breakfast. I'm sure they'll have a pot of coffee going. It's November 30th, coming up not this Saturday, but the next Saturday from 9 to 2. Welcome, Andy Flax, to the Mary Griffith Show.
Thank you, Mary.
Get up close to that microphone and tell us all about this. You're going to be out at the Eagles out on North 5th Street. This is going to be a whole different venue from you. Parking will be better, more room, more stuff. What kind of stuff can people expect when they walk in?
Well, this year we have about 32 vendors, which is a number we've never had before. And they're offering anything from homemade wreaths to different Christmas decorations, jewelry. A lot of different things to buy for Christmas and for gifts for those loved ones.
You know, not only Christmas decor, which I always find a wreath I love or a table, something for the table. Or like I said, one year I bought a decorated sled and it sits outside in our yard every year at Christmas. It's just kind of one of those fun things. You just keep adding to your decor. There's lots of indoor and outdoor stuff. But there's also Christmas gifts, and they don't have to be Christmas themed. Like there's an awful lot of stuff that people give for Christmas gifts that you can get at the Christmas Bazaar there from Blessed Sacrament at the Eagles Club that will be one of a kind that they won't be able to get that anywhere else, will they?
No, we have several vendors that are doing unique jewelry pieces, and we're trying to get a very diverse group of vendors.
Okay, it sounds fantastic. Now, talk about the food, please.
Well, we're going to have chili, chicken, beef vegetable soup, hot dogs. I think that's it.
Okay. And, of course, cinnamon rolls.
Yes, we're going to bake off fresh cinnamon rolls that morning.
That will be fantastic. And, of course, coffee and delicious drinks. So there's no admission to get in. It's absolutely free of charge. What does the church use the money for? You have no idea?
No, we have.
It helps the general missions of the church.
It goes into the pot. It goes into the general fund.
Okay, Andy and I both belong to the same church. I can tell you they do a lot of wonderful things. They do a lot of, including we even have our own little miniature food pantry right across from our church that is filled up every day with food for people that live in that neighborhood that are not necessarily members of our church, but people that, that's just one of the things.
The children at the school do that.
So fantastic. So anyway, get out and enjoy at the Eagles Club, new location this year, Eagles Club, 3737 North 5th Street, easy to find, just keep going out North 5th, November 30th from 9 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, absolutely no admission charge, everything you could possibly want to buy, everything you need to decorate your home. everything you need to put warm in your belly, including those good soups.
Yes.
And there's usually good music playing.
Yes, there will be. Okay. Our music director is going to be playing throughout the event, and the soups are all made from scratch.
Okay. Andy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a fundraiser for the Police Benevolent Association. Talk Radio 930 WCAD. Patrick Hollensteiner, who's very adept at being a radio broadcaster as well, is here. But what he does really for a living, he's a Quincy police officer. And, you know, everybody's got something they need to raise money for, and the police department and the Police Benevolent and Protective Association are no different. So they've come up with a takeoff on The Voice called Quincy, Who's Got the Voice? And so we're going to welcome Patrick Hollensteiner to the Mary Griffith Show. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and the job you do for the Quincy Police Department.
Yeah, so my name is Patrick Hollensteiner. I've been with the Quincy Police Department. January will be 8 years. I've been a police officer for, I think, March is a total of 12 years. I worked over in Missouri for a couple years. I'm currently assigned to the Illinois State Police Drug Task Force, and I'm also a TFO with the FBI out of Springfield, Illinois.
TFO means?
Task Force Officer.
Okay.
So I wear multiple different hats.
So you are employed by the Quincy Police Department, but you work side by side with the FBI and the Illinois State Police because crimes that happen in Quincy often don't originate here, and they do go outside the city limits.
Correct, yeah. We get a lot of people that travel through Quincy to Quincy, and so it's just easier to have somebody that's assigned that, you know, can pull from multiple resources.
Okay. Well, we're excited about that. I think that is fantastic. Now, what I want to ask you is about this Who's Got the Voice. First of all, what is the Police Benevolent and Protective Association? Because you're not raising money to augment the tax dollars that
right.
we put into the police department.
Right.
You're not buying a new car or something with this.
Right.
What is your group and what do you use the money for?
So the police department has two sides of our union. We have a labor side, which is the one that goes in negotiates our police contracts, deals with stuff like that, and then we have a social side. And the social side has done many fundraisers over the past years. And the social side, we do stuff like shop with a cop, where we'll pay for money and we'll take kids in the community to go shop at various businesses for Christmas gifts for their family. It just so happens that this year we scheduled our shop with a cop event the day after this event. We're doing it at Walmart. Last year was at Target. We've done it at Shopko before in the past. We've donated money to mental health conferences for police officers, various organizations throughout the community, and stuff like that. So we like to give back, and so that's what we're hoping to raise this money for.
So, again, you know, it's the social side of the police union, yeah.
Correct.
Police officers can't go on strike anyway, so.
Correct.
But you do obviously have a group that negotiates, you know, your conditions of your labor employment, your salaries, your benefits,
yep.
except like that. But you also want to help our community, and this is a way for you to raise money
yep.
to help our community. And it's always nice to see men and women police officers out there in our community and taking a kid shopping at Christmas time and letting them meet a police officer and know that they're good guys and good
yeah.
gals. That's really critically important
that's
to the whole thing.
That's what we want. And the most important thing that stands out to me, I guess, is that our social side is all volunteer based. So when officers are going out to shop with a cop, they're taking time away from their family. A lot of them bring their family, their kids. Like I know I bring my kids and my wife. But we're all donating our time. We don't get paid to go do that. So
that is fantastic. That is fantastic. And who better than your own kids to know what kids want?
Exactly.
Absolutely. So let's talk about The Voice. It's Friday night, December 6th. The doors open at 5 at the Ambiance. The dinner is served at 6. What's on the agenda for dinner?
So JJ's Catering we have this year. I believe they've gotten many awards for best catering in Quincy. So we wanted to get them included. There's going to be a widespread. We got bourbon glazed chicken, roast beef, the party mashed potatoes, green beans, Caesar salad, a cookie, and a brownie. And the way you get that is you buy a ticket, and the meal is included with the ticket.
Okay. You had me at bourbon glazed chicken, and I've had JJ's out at the Ambiance, and
phenomenal.
It is darn good. Then the singing competition begins at 7. Now, is it too late for somebody to be in the singing competition?
Yes,
okay.
we've maxed out our people that are going to be singing. So
can you reveal the people who are going to be singing?
Not yet. We do have a Facebook page called Quincy Who's Got the Voice, and we anticipate start sharing them on Monday. We're going to post one each day leading up to the event, along with all of our gold level and silver level sponsors, which we've already been sharing on there.
Okay, fantastic. So we don't know yet who's singing, but you definitely want to get your tickets. It's $100 a couple. You can buy a table for $400. Mm-hmm. And how do we get tickets to this?
So you can email quincyvoice@gmail.com. You can call me on my work cell. It's 217-653-7515. Or the easiest way, probably, because everybody's in a digital world, is find us on Facebook. Quincy, Who's Got the Voice, shoot us a message, and we will make sure that somebody delivers you the tickets.
Okay. So, obviously, you have to have these tickets sold by a certain date, because we can't just go around glazing bourbon all over chickens
Correct.
That are not going to be eaten. So, when is the deadline?
We're shooting the deadline on the Wednesday before, so that would be December 4th.
Okay.
There will be a very limited amount of tickets sold at the door, which we'll have to prepare for, because, you know, sometimes people just don't know what they're doing, and they have a change of plans, and they want
to go. There's a lot going on that night.
There is a lot going on that night.
Yeah, there's a lot of competition that night for a lot of things going on,
yes.
So good luck to you.
I
Unfortunately,
know.
That's the way life goes, but how many people are in the singing competition?
We have 13.
Wow, that's a lot.
We took 15 last year, two dropped out, we had 13, and 13 took us right up to about 10:30 at night, which is right where we wanted to be, so...
Okay.
We stuck it at 13 again this year.
Okay, and the first prize is $1,000. So you're going to get people that really want to sing to be in this. It's going to be a very entertaining evening.
Yes.
How are they judged? Who does this judging?
So we haven't revealed them. I'll reveal them for the first time. Todd Rost is coming back again. He was a judge last year. Our winner from last year, Tamika Latchinson, is a judge and a... Our People's Choice Award winner, Doug Weiss, is also going to be a judge. And then we have Miss Quincy. And we have one more judge, a guy that does instrumental and music at the junior high.
Okay. So a panel of five judges deciding, including Tamika, who won last year, and Doug, who was the People's Choice last year. So
yes.
They know how hard it is to be in the
they
competition.
Know, yes, and they were phenomenal. We had an amazing group of people. We're actually bringing... four people back from last season, but everybody else after that is a new face.
Okay, so there's no... If you didn't win, you can always come back and try.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd try hard for $1,000. I don't think I could win.
It's free for them to enter.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so mark your calendars next year, folks, if you've got some singing talent.
Mary said she's going to sing.
Absolutely, yeah. I think if you wanted to end at 10:30,
yeah.
You put me on at 10:29, and
Perfect.
We'll clear out the place.
We'll clear
Let
the
me
crowd.
Tell you, you won't have to worry about you might have to go out and do traffic control as everybody attempts
as
to leave.
As long as we get you on
at
stage.
At the same time. So, you know, you obviously you're making some good money on something like this,
mm-hmm.
and you're using it for, like, Shop with a Cop and all these other things. What you know, from the social aspect of the police department's union, what is it you think that you really, I mean, you're trying to educate people, you're trying to inform them about what you do, build these good relations. You know, I have the chief on once a month,
mm-hmm.
but I want to hear from Patrick Hollensteiner. What can we do as a community, or what do you want to tell just the average Joe out there about what police officers do?
I want to show them that we're not just a person in a uniform. We're not just a person that has to, you know, go to calls that unfortunately, you know, can cause a storm between families. We're humans. We have our own families. That's the aspect of the social side to me means a lot when officers are volunteering their time. They want to get out into the community. They care about the community. And it's not just with Shop with a Cop. We do various other ones. We do a softball game that we used to do at the Quincy Gyms. Just getting out in the community and showing people that, hey, we're a part of it too. You know, this is our community as well, and we want to make sure it's safe and everybody else is safe.
You know, I think that that is one thing, the aspect that's lost on a lot of people is that we see you in a uniform and we think, oh, there's a police officer. And yes, that's true. There's a police officer.
Correct.
But, you know, unlike Barney Fife, unless he was trying to get away from being hit by the karate guy,
that's
you know, you take your uniform off and you go to the town dance, or you're
yep.
out in the grocery store, or you're with your kids at the Little League game,
yep.
and you're just a dad there, or you're
yep.
just a husband there, or you're just a citizen there.
Time to switch roles.
Yeah, and so you have a very important role in keeping our community safe, and in your case, keeping it free from criminals who want to deal drugs throughout our community.
Yes.
That's critically important. I'm sure as a dad,
yes,
you take that very seriously.
I do.
But you also, you know, you're human beings, and
yep,
and we need to remember that you're part of the quality of life. After you take the uniform off, you're part of our community,
yep,
as well.
We put a badge on when we go to work, but at the end of the day, we're exactly like the community.
And that's the best policing, when we look,
yep,
like each other. Quincy, Who's Got the Voice, hosted by the Quincy Police Department Benevolent and Protective Association. It's Friday night, December 6th at the Ambiance. 5 o'clock, the doors will open. There will be a cash bar.
There will be a cash bar.
At 6 o'clock, dinner is served. You can roast beef or bourbon glazed chicken or have both. They're not going to have the police. The meal police will not be there.
No,
we
will not be having any meal police.
Eat to your heart's desire. And I love the party potatoes. Those are
my favorite.
Very good as well. The singing competition starts at 7, and there are 13 wonderful voices that are going to be vying. And again, how do they win? The judges, or there's also a people's choice, though.
Yeah, so the people's choice is based off of how much money the contestant raises. So if the contestant has family members coming and they buy a table, that money goes towards that contestant. So whichever contestant raises the most money is how they win the people's choice.
And that night, I'm sure they'll be,
yep,
going around with a tip jar trying,
absolutely,
to get
money. Yeah, we'll
night
have boxes out with each contestant's picture and name that people can put money in. As far as how you win, bring your A game. We got 3 rounds. The first round, each contestant's going to sing. The judges are going to pick the top 7 people, and they'll advance to round 2. We'll take a quick break. That'll be time for people to go do the silent auction. We'll have a gun raffle, a 50-50 raffle. We'll come back. The top 7 are going to sing in the round 2, and then it's going to be championship time. We're going to narrow it down to 3 people. The beauty about the third round is that we get the audience involved. The judges, I can't remember exactly what the percentage is, but it's heavily weighted, but there's slips at the audience table for the audience to vote who they think should be the winner, and so there's a percentage portion, that we'll put into account to see who actually is going to come out victorious.
Okay, so 5 observers of people who are impartial, and then the crowd can also go wild and,
absolutely,
influence it for the top 3. It sounds fantastic. Before I let you go, I want to talk a little bit more about Shop with a Cop, December 7th at Walmart, because that's what some of this money is going for. How many kids can you take each year? Is it vary each year, or how do you decide who the children are?
So I believe the police department generally reaches out to Cheerful Home, and they generally get about 10 families. And each year we'll have roughly 10 to 12 officers, and they'll take those 10 families around the store. And the kids generally will come up with a list. They'll go ask mom, and they're not buying gifts for themselves.
They're buying for their family.
They're buying for their family. And now generally what happens is the officers will put their own money towards getting the kid what they want. So kids are going out buying gifts for their family. The officers are helping wrap them, tagging them. And then generally the officer will, you know, ask the kid, hey, is there something you want? And the officers will spend their own money and get the kid something.
It's great that these kids get a chance to buy for their own family, because I have found that children, especially children that don't have much, they don't want much for themselves, but they want it for their little sister, or they,
absolutely,
want it for their mom. So that is fantastic. Thank you very much, Patrick Hollensteiner. Folks, here's the number to call, 653-7515. Leave a message. If he's making a drug bust, he'll have to get back with you. 653-7515, or go to quincyvoice@gmail.com, or just go to Quincy, Who's Got the Voice, on Facebook. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary.